Coinbase launches gold and silver, perpetual futures for non-US traders. Coinbase has launched gold, gold perp, and silver, silver perp perpetual futures for eligible non-US customers, according to a post from Wu Blockchain on May 7, 2026. The contracts settle in stablecoin and run on the same Coinbase International Exchange venue that hosts the firm's existing crypto perpetuals. The launch widens Coinbase's derivatives mix beyond digital assets for the first time. Until now, the International Perps book covered BTC, ETH, SOL, and a list of altcoin contracts. Adding two of the largest traditional commodities lets the exchange route precious metals exposure through the same margin and funding mechanics that crypto traders already use. Coinbase's derivatives push goes off-chain. Coinbase International Exchange has been the firm's derivatives growth engine since 2023, operating from Bermuda under a Bermuda Monetary Authority license. The original product set was crypto-only, with leverage, USDC margining, and a funding rate that aligns the perp price with spot. The gold and silver contracts inherit that plumbing. Traders can margin the position in stablecoin, hold it indefinitely as long as funding is paid, and exit on the same order book used for BTC perps. Coinbase has not published the initial leverage caps, fee schedule, or insurance fund parameters in the launch tweet, and those numbers will matter for how aggressive professional desks get with the listings. This is the second non-crypto perp launch on a major centralized exchange this year. OKEx disclosed plans on May 7 to roll out pre-IPO perpetual futures on OpenAI, SpaceX, and Anthropic, settled against private secondary market quotes. Coinbase's commodities listings are tamer, since gold and silver have transparent global benchmarks, but the direction of travel is the same. Crypto-native venues bolting traditional asset exposures onto an on-chain derivatives engine. U.S. traders stay on the sidelines. Gold perp and silver perp are gated to eligible non-US users. American customers cannot access the international platform under existing CFTC and SEC perimeter rules, and Coinbase has not signaled any plan to bring perps onshore through Coinbase Derivatives, its CFTC-regulated subsidiary. The split matters for the addressable market. The deepest pools of retail commodity speculation sit in Asia and the Middle East, where leveraged gold trading is already a large category on traditional brokerages. Coinbase will be competing for that flow against MetaTrader-based Forex brokers, CME Micro Gold Futures via Prime Brokers, and increasingly tokenized gold products on-chain. For U.S. traders who want commodities exposure on a crypto rail, the practical alternatives remain CME Group products through a futures broker, ETFs like GLD and SLV in a brokerage account, or tokenized gold, such as Tether Gold and Paxos Gold. Tether disclosed in late April that it now holds over 132 tons of physical gold backing XAUT, which gives some sense of how much demand for crypto-native gold exposure already exists. Liquidity, funding, and counterparty questions. A perpetual contract is only as useful as its liquidity. The Coinbase International order book for crypto perps is competitive but thinner than Binance, Bybit, or OKX. Traders running gold or silver basis arbitrage between Coinbase and CME or LBMA-linked venues will care about three things: spread width at size, funding rate stability, and how Coinbase prices the index in stress periods. Counterparty exposure is the other consideration. Coinbase International Exchange is a Bermuda-licensed entity, separate from the U.S.-listed parent's regulatory perimeter. Customers depositing stablecoin margin to trade gold perp are exposed to that entity's solvency and risk controls, not to the U.S. public company balance sheet directly. That distinction has historically been a footnote, but it becomes relevant in any future stress event. The funding mechanism will also be watched closely. Crypto perps anchor to spot via funding payments between longs and shorts. Gold and silver have continuous global spot markets, so a similar mechanism is workable, but the index methodology will determine how tightly the perp tracks LBMA fixings and COMEX settlement prices. A broader recategorization of Coinbase's product surface, Coinbase, has been moving aggressively to broaden its product surface in 2026. The company cut 14% of staff in May as part of an AI-native restructure, opened Australian self-managed super funds to crypto, targeting a roughly $1 trillion AUD pool, and is positioning the international exchange as a multi-asset derivatives venue rather than a crypto-only one. Adding commodities is a logical next step in that arc. It also lines up with the broader institutional thesis that any liquid asset class can be wrapped in a perpetual contract and settled in stablecoin, with the order book running on the same infrastructure that crypto traders already trust.